Miracle's Moon by Thea Harrison. Narrated by Sophie Eastlake. Copyright 2012 by Teddy Harrison. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with the Berkeley Publishing Group, a member of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. Attracting a djinn's interest is generally not considered to be a good thing, Grace. The babysitter Janice's pointed words kept bouncing around in Grace's head like a loose football on a field. That football was 10 yards away from the end zone, and it had two teams of 200-pound-plus NFL football players scrambling after it with all the intensity of their multi-million-dollar careers being on the line. And if that football could talk, you know it would be whining, "Oh, geez, this is gonna hurt." Which was pretty much how the whole day had felt to Grace, including the sense of impending doom. So thanks for the snarkfest, Janice. It wasn't like Grace had any choice about the djinn appearing in her life in the first place. He had been part of the group that had shown up on her doorstep at 3:30 in the morning because they couldn't wait until a goddamn decent time to talk to her. She should probably stop calling him the djinn. He did, after all, have a name. He was Khalil somebody. According to one of his companions, he was Khalil somebody important. Grace wasn't sure, but she thought his name might be Khalil, bane of her existence, but she didn't want to call him that to his, well...